T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, cool.
Steiny.
A thought, I die alone, I laugh the loudest to the...
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
All right, Gabe Kapler, new manager of the San Francisco Giants. A little bit of a surprise after 2 years in Philadelphia. And Farhan Zaidi makes his first signature move, replacing Bruce Bochy with Gabe Kapler. What do you guys think right off the bat?
I'm disappointed. My two cents, Bonte. I don't think this guy, just from a managerial standpoint, is worthy. He failed in Philadelphia. So how is that attractive to Farhan? But if this is our new baseball where the manager is just basically a puppet and all the big decisions and the lineup cards come from up top, then Gabe Kapler, welcome to San Francisco. But you're going to replace a legend in Bruce Bochy. What is Kapler going to tell a Buster Posey about baseball or Brandon Crawford and how to get your swag back? I'm disappointed. And you just heard my little two cents. I don't know if you did about this off-the-field stuff where he basically covered up sexual assaults.
Right.
So we'll get into that, but I'm not happy, Steiny.
You know what? It reminded me of the conversations we had last summer about Farhan Zaidi when Steiny was saying, can you criticize Farhan for something? Well, this may be the move we criticize Farhan for, because he built up so much goodwill with this fan base, and he looked like the smartest guy in the room, and then you think about Gabe Kapler. Now, I'm mixed on this, fellas. I don't have a... I want to hear the presser. I want to see how they play the first month of the season. I want to see his tactics. But just a small sample size I've seen from Gabe Kapler as a manager of the Phillies was when the Phillies came out here last year in that four-game series at Oracle Park. And he just made some moves that made you scratch your head. And you just thought, this guy's not ready for this. I don't know if he's ready to manage a big league club. Then you take one of the most prestigious franchises in all of Major League Baseball, and you replace Bruce Bochy, a Hall of Fame manager, with a guy like Gabe Kapler, who, I mean, you read about this guy. He's a quirky dude. I just don't know yet, fellas. I don't know yet. I don't have an answer whether I like it or dislike it. I just thought it was a weird hire when Farhan had basically a year plus to decide on a manager.
Well, the bottom line is these guys work together in Los Angeles, and I don't think there's any doubt that Farhan's got a comfort level with Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler, certainly an analytics guy, if you want to throw that term on him. 888-957-9570. How you feeling about Gabe Kapler as the new Giants manager? Seems to be quite a departure from the Bruce Bochy style, but I also think the San Francisco Giants want that. I think they're in a transition here. I think they're at a crossroads. I think they realize they've got a lot of older players who have made a connection with the fan base, and that maybe it's time to look at things with a little less sentimentality. And maybe that's another reason why Kapler's here, is because Zaidi knows there's going to be tough choices to make, and he doesn't want feelings getting in the way of what the best decisions might be.
Yeah, Steiny, they were the Philly team in 2018, 80-82. I don't got to tell you that's under 500. In 2019, 81-81. So that team was better than this Giant team. What can we expect the analytics to do that didn't work in Philly that they'll do here in San Francisco? And Bonte, am I stepping out of my bounds by saying the Phillies roster was better than the Giants roster currently?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing that I just keep coming back to. He gets fired from Philadelphia with a loaded roster, and that owner there for the Philadelphia Phillies spent a lot of money to try to make that team competitive and contend for a championship. Kapler failed miserably. And then all of a sudden he gets fired, and a couple months later he has a job. It looks like the guy needs more seasoning. The Dodger stuff, and you think about him as a player, you think about him managing in the minors, and it's just a lot here, man. I just don't, you know, was there better candidates? Was there better candidates out there for Farhan's idea? Apparently not, but you read all the stuff from Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, Shulman, Baggerly, Kerry Crowley from the Bay Area News Group, that the ownership group, fellas, was, they were divided with this move. They were divided. They did not, of half of this organization did not want Kapler as a manager. And for them to go look at Twitter for fan reactions every time they leaked something with Gabe Kapler, the fan reaction every time was, Kapler, really? You're going to hire this guy? He's going to have to prove it on the field. This is the ultimate show me, Kapler, that you're capable of managing a club like the Giants.
I mean, if you're going to use his past record against him, I guess the comparison you would make is that Bruce Bochy, he wasn't a 500 manager in his 12 years in San Diego.
Right.
He came here, and he's going to end up going to the Hall of Fame.
And so, nobody liked that hire, Stardy, out here where Bochy got hired by the Giants.
Right. I mean, the interesting thing is, following the Phillies from afar, and I'm certainly not saying I was watching every game, it just seemed like Kapler was flailing there. That's what most of the reports seem to indicate. But, I mean, in his first three games as manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, in game one, he had Aaron Nola pitching extremely well. He took him out after 68 pitches, was criticized for that. In the second game he coached in Philly in 2018, he used 9 pitchers. And in game three, he wanted to use a reliever, Hobie Milner, who wasn't warmed up. And in that game, they later used an infielder to pitch. So that's how his tenure started in Philadelphia. Needless to say, when he got back, those games were on the road. When he got back to Philly, he was getting booed before he ever made a decision in terms of making a decision on a starting pitcher. He was getting booed when he brought the lineup card out his first game in Philadelphia. So this is going to be interesting.
Would you tell me, the both of you, to check myself, or do I sound like I'm on some sort of high horse when, Stani, what you said about Bochy and how long it took him to catch his groove, did I focus on that story that I read in TheRinger.com about how he handled, these are facts, a sexual assault with some of his, not major league players, not that that would make it okay, but minor league, and then to also go out on the internet and share your feelings as if you're above the law and this is how you think it should be handled, and you facilitate a dinner with the said sexual, the accusers? I mean, this is bad. And I'm just wondering, Steiny, how Farhan could kind of just ignore that and people to say, oh, relax, he deserves a second chance. I don't understand.
Well, Farhan was involved in that situation.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in there. He was in the Dodgers organization. In February 2005, Kapler received a couple emails, one from a grandmother of a 17-year-old girl, one from a 17-year-old girl saying the girl was in a room with two minor league players and two other women. The girl ended up getting beaten up by the two women. Kapler's way of handling that was to try to facilitate a meeting among the group, the two players. He didn't report it. And, obviously that is something that's on his resume. And then we found out that even before that incident, there were a couple of incidents where he simply did not report some sexual misconduct allegations that were brought to his attention. And Farhan Zaidi, in his own way, yesterday, addressed those issues, saying, we didn't handle it in the best way, but that's the way they ended up handling it. So I found it pretty curious that Farhan Zaidi came out on day one and appears to be pretty defensive about this hire.
Is that good, Steiny, where you get a new hire and you have to defend it right away? You have to explain why you hired. Like, I know you have to explain why you hired anybody, Shanahan with the Niners, Gruden with the Raiders, all that stuff. But it's like he came out on a – he didn't really come out and say what qualities, good qualities Gabe Kapler has as a manager. He basically was on the defensive from the get-go of hiring him, which is like, whoa, like, what's this? And then, you know, a lot of things that I heard yesterday or saw on Twitter and texting with people, they say, well, he's going to be a puppet. He's going to do what Farhan says. And to me, it seems like Kapler's a character. It seems like Kapler doesn't want to play by – like, sure, he's into analytics – but it seems like to me, fellas, that Kapler's going to do what he wants to do on a baseball diamond and not really listen to the front office. And that's strange to me to think that he's going to be some type of puppet for Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris, the new GM of the Giants. It's just a weird hire, Stidey. It's a weird one, man.
You know, you asked if somebody ever had to come in and be kind of defensive. I mean, I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but the Warriors fired Mark Jackson after he took the team to the playoffs two straight years after they hadn't been for a while, and they ended up hiring Steve Kerr ostensibly to get him to the next level, but Steve Kerr never coached before. So that one was a head-scratcher to a lot of people.
Right.
But Kerr obviously didn't come with all the baggage that Kapler comes with. Kerr came with the baggage of being a champion, not the baggage of his own past managerial experience. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see, and I'm anxious and interested to hear what the Giants fans think of this. 888-957-9570. At 11 o'clock, we're gonna have Adam Kaplan. He's our NFL 95.7 The Game insider, but he's from Philadelphia. He's based in Philly. He knows a lot about the Kapler situation, so we're gonna ask him about Kapler, so that'll be Kaplan on Kapler, and then we're going to take the Gabe Kapler press conference at noon. Let's go to Anthony in South Philly. What's going on, Anthony? How you doing, man?
I'm not in South Philly. I'm in South San Jose. I just want to start off by saying I don't trust Farhan. He's a Dodger and A's. They both dislike the Giants. I don't trust what he's doing. This hire, I do not want this guy. He couldn't do it with the powerful lineup in Philly. Now he doesn't have anything to work with in the Giants organization. So it just seems like Farhan's dismantling this, just make it better for the Dodgers. When I always wanted Bochy when he was with the Padres, I've always liked those managers that do things by the gut, this analytic BS. I don't know how many of the teams that have won the World Series are an analytic team. I don't know if Houston is, but I just don't feel that that's how a manager should manage a team. It should be by gut and go by instincts, and that's what Bochy was. And I just do not like this hire.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call, Anthony. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that Kapler and Zaidi are aligned. Again, they worked together in L.A. Zaidi showed a propensity to, you know, embrace analytics, sabermetrics.
Yep.
Kapler's the same way. So we're going to see what happens. I think it's going to be different. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And you could call this is how I feel. 2015, Bonte, is not that long ago.
No.
Okay, that's 4 years ago.
Right.
I just wonder. And Steiny, you just talked about it. Farhan was involved in all that. If this is almost like a solid, like, you know what, I owe you one for what you did or what you didn't do and how you handled that situation with me orchestrating it, because we don't know. So for you to say somebody's got to be defensive, Farhan to me was a guy that would make the smart move. If I got to explain why I picked a candidate, that's baggage.
Right.
That's enough for you not to get the job. So I wonder how much of this is about that in 2015, almost like a favor.
Right. No, it sounds like a favor for Gabe Kapler, a guy who failed miserably in Philadelphia, who got ran out of town with that powerful lineup and that pitching staff. I know the bullpen was all over the place, but the way Kapler managed that bullpen was an absolute joke. It was an absolute joke. And for a guy to get this a chance like this so quick, it's just strange to me, man. It's really weird how this guy can get it, especially with the Giants, an organization so prestigious. In my lifetime, fellas, this is definitely the most controversial hire the Giants have had. Bochy was just kind of like, okay, whatever. nobody was really a fan of it, but they're like, all right, whatever. Dusty was a player's manager. Home baby, Alu, we were cool with it.
Nothing in the closet, Bonte. Nothing in the closet, this, man. Because this, to me, is bothering
me. And you just look at the other candidates. I would just like to see it a no-name. It seemed like the Giants not only wanted to get a guy who, quote-unquote, is a puppet for Farhan Zaidi, but they wanted a name. And the biggest name out there left on the market probably was Gabe Kapler. Now, this is a name that is not going well with this fan base, Zaidi. I know you saw everything. I'm trying to find one person who approves of this hire. One. Find me one out there.
This is what John Heyman of MLB Network said about the hiring of Gabe Kapler. I'll get that in a second. I always push the wrong button here. Anyway, I'll get to that in a second.
Are you shocked, Steiny?
He's not really, no, because I realized that these two guys had a connection back in L.A. And look, guys want to work with guys they're comfortable with, first and foremost. And clearly, Zaidi and Kapler joined at the hip. They both embrace analytics. They both work together in L.A., and Zaidi's coming into a new organization, and it looks like, and I don't necessarily mean this facetiously, but he's got his buddy working with him, a buddy he likes and clearly believes in. So, you know, it's like any GM's going to want their own coach, and Farhan Zaidi wants Kapler as his manager. Now we see what happens. Let's go to John in San Francisco. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey, man, it just feels like a weird hire, because why would you hire a puppet if you're trying to win? But you know what? That's the only thing I'm feeling right now. But I'm gonna be really angry if Bochy is managing somewhere 2 years from now, because that tells me only one thing: he got forced out because he got this Zaidi guy who wants to do the analytics, which doesn't work.
Doesn't work?
No, man. I mean, look at the Dodgers. Look at the A's. It's like bait and switch. They look good, but when it comes to it, when it's playoff time, what do they do? Nothing.
Thanks a lot for the call, Jonathan. Appreciate it. Let's go to Coach P. Coach P's in Fremont. How you doing, Coach P? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm all right. Good morning, guys. Hope you guys can hear me. Just be that one quick minute. I'm a guru all the way. This just sounds so much of puppet control and really question what Farhan's doing with running this whole organization. I know he was a good assistant to Billy or to the Dodgers or whatever, but I mean, if it was me, I would want to start with something that's no connection with me and basically, like you say, Bonte, a fresh new name. I thought Conte would have been a good fit, myself personally.
Right.
Even, you know, follow up with Billy Beane and see, hey, what do we think of Conte and get your input on that. And if Billy, I'm calling Bochy, can bring him over as a bench coach and hung on a mad bone like that. Let's go Oakland, go Dubs.
Go Oakland, go Dubs. By the way, Dubs play tonight. They play the L.A. Lakers in L.A.
No Anthony Davis.
Yeah, there we go.
What, he's hurt? Getting the Pascal flu, as they say.
The Pascal rest flu. Rest of the shoulders, down in some ribs.
No, it's the Pascal.
Oh, there you go. The Pascal. There it is.
Some of the players in Philly complained that Kapler was a little overboard on analytics. You know,
man,
the thing about a manager right now is, I mean, he's just got to follow orders, basically.
Wow.
That's really, I think, what we're looking at.
Do you think he's the type of guy who can do that, though, Steiny?
He better be.
His character, from everything you read, from when he managed in the minors to managing the Phillies to the way he played the game, I find it hard to believe that he's just going to be a puppet for Farhan Zaidi. The guy seems super intense. You read the stories in the minors, Guru, when he was in Greenville, South
but
Carolina.
You're going to be talking to future Hall of... But what are you going to tell Buster Posey?
You're just a failure. Well, yeah. I don't know.
He won a World Series with the Red Sox as a player.
I give him credit because he is a 12-year journeyman. He's a 12-year guy who came through the JUCO ranks, was a 57th round draft pick. But you would think that with the way he acts, he'd be a little more humbled. Seems like he's a little more arrogant than I would like as a manager. I don't know, man. Is he going to, like, he's intense. He works players a long way. You hear different stories. Some players like him. Some players don't. I can't wait to hear from him.
Well,
I can't wait to hear
job,
from him today.
Scotty, in only 2 years.
888-957-9570. Farhan Zaidi has hired Gabe Kapler as the manager of the San Francisco Giants after 13 years with Bruce Bochy at the helm. Bruce Bochy, clearly a gut manager, if you want to call it that, manages a lot by feel. I'm not saying he doesn't look at numbers. Obviously, he looks at numbers. Even guys who go by feel look at numbers. But Zaidi and Kapler appear to be two analytical guys that are going to maybe look at this roster and look at this franchise a little differently. You know, you said, Guru, what can Kapler say to Posey? What can he say to Brandon Crawford? What can he say to Madison Bumgarner, assuming he's going to be back, which he may not be? Well, I think that's part of it. I think Zaidi wants to take a little bit of the friendship out of that clubhouse.
Wow, that's a great one.
He wants to take a little bit of the the sentimentality out. And I think that Zaidi's looking at this roster, and he doesn't look at Buster Posey as a three-time World Series champion. He looks at him as an aging star and wonders if he can get something for him. And I think the same with Kapler. Kapler's gone into that clubhouse saying, I don't really care who's done what. I'm going to manage to win the game today. And if the numbers say Brandon Belt and Posey aren't in the lineup, then they're not going to be in the lineup. And it's not Bruce Bochy anymore in there. So I don't really think Zaidi thinks the team's really good enough to kind of complain about this hire, if you know what I mean.
So he's empowering them, it sounds like. Like, I got the emperor has empowered me, Bonte, to run the ship the way I want. If you don't like it, you batting 220, or 230 with four homers. That's interesting.
Let's go to Dr. Hustle. Dr. Hustle's in San Jose. What's going on, Dr. Hustle?
What's going on, fellas? For the first time in a long time, I'm very disappointed in a Bay Area sports hire. I usually give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but the Giants will not see $1 of Dr. Hustle's money because I get it by hustling. I go usually take my little guy to 15 games. As long as Gabe Kapler is the manager, I will not spend a dollar on Giants baseball. I remember hearing about Gabe Kapler over 10 years ago before my daughter was born, when I used to go to the gym and read out a workout magazine. This guy loves him some hymns. He's a whole different kind of character.
Yep.
He failed mediocrely as a coach. He's got tons of baggage, and you hired this guy. Mm. And on top of that, as a father, I can't see myself a good conscience spending money on this. And it's going to be tough because I still want the Giants to do good, but you want Gabe Kapler to fail, fall on his face, and those are the doctor's notes.
All right.
You think that'll come up today in this presser? Is somebody in the Bay Area going to ask him about, because in this world, I don't care what you did and when you did it, Steiny, it's there, and you need to answer.
Right.
So he could totally blow that. I'm just wondering if somebody can have the guts.
And Killian's got to be down there.
To ask him about this.
I got faith in our Bay Area media to ask him the hard-hitting questions today. And you know what? It makes you wonder, when you think about him covering up the two other incidents 4 years ago, what else happened? What else happened down there? Was that the only incident? Were those the only three incidents that happened under Gabe Kapler's watch? And why did he try to go above his pay grade to go facilitate a meeting where he could have just went to the organization, say, hey, this is what went down. You guys need to have a conversation with this kid. You need to suspend him or whatnot.
Baseball.
Because
this
they made it about the player and not the victim. And that's a problem with me. The problem I have with that situation is they put the players first, and they were more worried about when the players were available to play as opposed to the victim who got beat up and all the cover-ups there. It just makes you wonder if there was more to those stories.
I will say this. Gabe Kapler is going to have an easier time dealing with the media in San Francisco than he did in Philly. I mean, there's no doubt about that. The Philly media is a little more confrontational, a little more combative than the Bay Area. Not that the Bay Area doesn't know how to ask questions. I mean, I got to believe this. A lot of stuff is going to come up today. Obviously, what happened in the Dodgers organization with those sexual assault allegations, and not against Gabe Kapler, but about how he reported some things that he heard and were told to him. That's the real issue, is did Gabe Kapler do the right thing when he received information that was troubling? I think we're also clearly going to get into the other part of it, which is what does Gabe Kapler stand for as a manager in terms of analytics? How tied is he at the hip with Farhan Zaidi? That's got to come up. I wouldn't be surprised if his first three games managing comes up, because that really set the tone. That really set the tone in Philly. Like I said, they started on the road, and his first game back in Philly, he got booed. First game as a manager. So this is a, I guess it's a gutsy hire. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is there anybody out there that likes the hire? Is there anybody out there, when they heard that Gabe Kapler was the next manager of the San Francisco Giants, thought, I like that move? And it's possible to like the move. And the one way I guess I would like the move is to get less personal about the way you run your organization. I mean, we all know the Giants have kept some players around who did a lot of heavy lifting for them a decade ago. Maybe they need a fresh set of eyes in there to take a different look at some of these veteran players. All right, let's head over to Anna and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Sonny. What's coming up on The Game is sponsored by Brown and Tolan. Gabe Kapler has been named the 39th manager for the San Francisco Giants. The team will introduce the 44-year-old today in a press conference at noon, which you can listen to right here on 95.7 The Game. But who is Gabe Kapler? Is he the right fit for the job? Bonte, Sonny, and Guru will break down the hire and want to hear from you. 49ers have been flexed in Week 12 versus the Packers, then Week 16 versus the Rams. As for this week, Emmanuel Sanders and George Kittle are considered day-to-day. How will this team bounce back after a loss? 95.7 The Game football insider Adam Kaplan will join the show at 11. Then it's Defo 49ers. DeForest Buckner will join Damon Ratto and Kolsky today at 5. And the Warriors take on the Lake Show tonight. Coverage starts with Warriors Live at 5:30. Tip off at 7 here on 95.7 The Game. Brown and Tolan physician doctors know the best care for you because they take the time to get to know you. And with over 2,700 primary care and specialty physicians working in 7 Bay Area counties, you are sure to find the best doctor for you. Visit brownandtolan.com today. I'm Anna Kugadike's on 95.7 The Game.
The San Francisco Giants have hired their new manager, Gabe Kapler.
We're going to prepare, so that we've thought through everything, and we make strong, well-thought-out decisions.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922, and by Great Clips. Great haircuts start here. 888-957-9570. Gabe Kapler is the new manager of the San Francisco Giants after 2 years in Philadelphia. And I'll put it out there. Is there anyone out there that, when you heard the name Gabe Kapler, said, I like this move? I like this move. I like what they're doing. I like how they're leading toward analytics. I like that maybe they've gotten a manager and a GM in there that are more ambitious about turning the page from the past than the people that had been there. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to get in and weigh in on what you think of the San Francisco Giants hiring Gabe Kapler after 2 years in Philly. Essentially, he was a 500 manager. Two games under for his entire career there. Here's what John Heyman of the MLB Network had to say about the Kapler hire.
The reason this took so long is they were anticipating a backlash, and they were trying to judge exactly how big the backlash would be, how big a PR hit that they would take, and whether it was worth it to do that going forward. And I think basically they were leaning this way probably the whole time.
That's John Heyman. What do you guys think of that?
When he says they, how many of they, Bonte? Because you talk about when you make a hire like this, you want everybody on the same page to be behind it. And Bonte, you talk about they might have been torn. That doesn't bode well for me. That, I mean, to have guys, you know, they're going to be at the presser today. They may not. Like, I wasn't in on hiring Steiny, but have to. That's not a good start.
No, it's not a good start.
If that in fact is the case.
And Farhan said something around the trading deadline to the sense of, you know, we really want to take what the fans think into account. The fans are a part of this just as much as us. And that's why they didn't basically trade Bumgarner for pennies on the dollar or Will Smith or whatever and went for it last season. And we know how that ended. But if he took the fans into account, then he would know that the fans want to know parts of Gabe Kapler. This media market want to know parts of Gabe Kapler because of what he's done in the past and his managerial style. His style looked terrible. Some of the things he did in Philly, and I'm not going to sit here and say I watched every Philadelphia Phillies game while Gabe Kapler managed. I watched a couple, and every time I watched a Phillies game, I just thought, what if they had a manager? What if they had like a real man? That was my thought with Gabe Kapler.
Because they failed this year. They failed miserably. To be a playoff team.
They failed miserably with that lineup, and they had to bring in Charlie Manuel to become the hitting coach
his
later.
His pitching decisions, his management of the bullpen,
everything. So I just wonder, like, what the hell? Like, what did Farhan really see? And could you win out?
Steiny said they're friends, man.
I hear it, man.
I don't like that.
Do you like his style, Steiny, from what you've seen? I know it's a small sample size, but what about Kapler makes you really like the hire?
Did I say I like the hire?
I thought you said you liked it.
I was getting
that. I thought you said you like
it. Oh, you made on the text thread last night? I don't necessarily like the hire. But I also realize that a lot of times you hire a guy like this and what happens on day one doesn't really matter in terms of who likes him and who doesn't. Obviously, I'm a little bit troubled by his past in L.A., with how he did not report some issues that should have been reported. And I get it. It was a few years back, but that's part of his resume. Philadelphia's not the easiest town to manage in. He certainly got off to a terrible start there with the fans, but I also think he's one of these guys who didn't really care about the fans that much.
Right.
He's definitely a... I played the game and you didn't kind of guy. So we'll see how that plays out. That doesn't usually play well in any city, especially on the heels of a guy like Bruce Bochy, who was very patient. And let's just be honest. He was well-loved. Howard Eskin is a voice in Philadelphia for 94 WIP. He was on with the morning show today and, here he was asked to give some examples of Kapler's managerial style.
I wasn't a big fan of the way he managed, and I don't think the people were either. After a game where they get beat by Milwaukee, I think it was 20-something-4. Really, they got just smoked. It was just, and the series was terrible. And afterwards, everything was fine. He wasn't happy with the loss, but everything's going to be fine. Everything's not fine sometimes.
I know managers and coaches like that. They get blown out, and they know the media is going to come in to come down their road, and rather than play into it, they are going to act like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. This happens all the time.
Okay, but you said something that's really piqued my curiosity, Steiny, and I just wonder how tangible it is. So we know the likes of Posey, Crawford, and Bell have underachieved. And there's a part of this move that you think the fact that Bochy was a friend or close to him and they had that good history. I guess what I'm saying is, do you think now that they got a guy that's not involved in that, that's what ails Posey, Buster, and Crawford, that we're going to see a better version of themselves because they got not a jerk, but a guy that's not going to be give a damn about the past?
I honestly would differ from you that those guys underachieved. I think they're aging stars, and this is about what they are right now. So I don't know if it was necessarily about motivation. I don't know if Zaidi's saying, you know what, Bruce is too comfortable with the guys. They need a fire lit under him. Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that could be it. And he's going to light a fire from everything that I've read. Kapler is super intense. Sometimes he's a little too intense, according to the players. He's going to go out there and he works hard, man. He tries to be emotionally attached with his players. He tries to talk things through with them. He's a player's manager, essentially, which is a good thing. I like player's managers, but does he have the experience? Does he have the experience to bring out the best in the Posey, Longoria? You saw Longoria tweet out because he played with Kapler 1 year in Tampa Bay, tweeted out basically saying, hey, Kapler's good. I'm excited about this hire. I want to hear what Belt says. I mean, can he bring out the best in Brandon Belt? You see the clip from Ahmed Farid yesterday from a couple years ago when Kapler said, what are you doing butting on a 3-1 count? We're trying to butt on a 3-1 count. You're batting 4-footed Giants.
This was during the
swing
game, Steiny.
Swing the bat. So he's definitely animated. I don't mind animated manager, Steiny.
Let's listen to more. Howard Eskin, here's what he said about Kapler as a disciplinarian.
He's a smart enough guy. He's a very intelligent guy. Maybe he's learned from the things that didn't work here. Everything can't be okay if you get beat 4 or 5 times in a row. It can't be okay. And sometimes you got to have more discipline in the locker room, which I don't think that he had. He was too accepting of players that didn't play hard. And he didn't do anything for the longest time when they dogged it. But he's smart enough to maybe learn from his experience here in Philadelphia. And from that standpoint, he might be good for the Giants team.
All right. So there's a silver lining. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff in Fairfield. What's going on, Jeff? How you doing? What do you think about the Gabe Kapler hire?
So I was listening to the show this morning when Howard was actually on there, and the big thing that everyone kept talking about was analytics.
Okay.
So I was thinking about, you know, there's three types of people when it comes to baseball. You have your analyticals, you have the people that, you know, they want to play by their gut, and then you have Billy Bean, who's on his own island, let's be honest. But then when it comes to the analyticals, here's one question. Do you think that he would have put Barry Zito up against Verlander in the 2012 World Series? Because that definitely was not based on analytics. And as a Giants fan, when you watch that, even though Game 4, of course, was the end, it was the sweep, that was probably my favorite game, especially when he hit one off Barry Zito hit one off Verlander. I mean, I just don't see someone who's an analytical guy making that matchup. And that was Bochy going with his gut. That was made by that decision, and that won us Game 1.
Gents?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably right that we're not going to see any moves like that. Farhan's going to want to control things, and Kapler seems like he's a very analytical guy, so you probably won't see matchups like that. This is the same guy, a game I attended between the Giants and Phillies, where I saw Kapler basically replace a left-handed reliever with a lefty. And I was just like, wait a minute, this is odd. Wait, what's the point of that? Why don't you just keep the lefty in, especially since the pitch count wasn't high? You probably won't see those type of matchups. And how much can Kapler manage with his gut, Guru? Does he have the ability to manage with his gut? Does he have that clout to manage with his gut? I don't know yet. That's why we got to wait until the season comes.
Well, if he does, he had the bubble guts in Philly because it didn't work and it imploded. And I'm going to say this, fellas. I mean this. Dave Roberts should have been relieved of his duties with the negligence of handling the bullpen and not getting it done with arguably one of the greatest rosters in baseball history. But you know what? They kept him. And what I'm realizing, I'm having the manager funeral now, is the Whitey Herzogs, the Chuck Tanners, the Jim Lelands, it's over, Steiny. It's done. You now can have a stool pigeon in there. Tell him what the lineup should be. Tell him what to do, because there's no way in hell this guy should be the manager of the San Francisco Giants, who are in the toilet trying to get out after that 2-year stint in Philadelphia. So I'm okay with it now. I'm seeing the writing on the wall. The manager is not the manager like it used to be.
Yeah,
and there it is. I'm leaving the funeral with my, what do you call the thing? The
obituary.
Yeah, obituary.
Great point. Great point, Goo.
There was also a situation with Gene Segura, one of his players, involving hustle. I'll read out of this NBC Sports Philadelphia story. For the second time in 3 weeks, shortstop Gene Segura didn't run hard on a batted ball. Early June, Segura didn't run on an infield pop-up, okay? That eventually resulted in a season-ending injury to Andrew McCutchen. On Wednesday during the second game of the doubleheader, Segura weakly hit a ball from Max Scherzer that wasn't caught. And he held up at first because he didn't run it. He didn't run hard to first base. I should have been at second base. So two separate incidents. And let me play some of the exchange between Gabe Kapler and I believe this is Angelo Cataldi, when Cataldi asked Kapler why Segura didn't get penalized for not running out that pop up.
He didn't run. That's why Kinsler let the ball drop. If he did run, Kinsler would have caught the ball, and McCutchen wouldn't have been in a rundown. True. Yeah,
if there was a ball called earlier in the game, and
you're just trying to complicate a simple issue, Gabe.
Let's go back.
He got caught in a rundown and blew his knee out.
Let's go back. Let's go back to your issue. Let's say I decide to take him out of the game in that situation.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
It doesn't make Gene Segura better. It doesn't make the Phillies better. And I'm not going to do it just because you are upset. Again, I'm going to go back to what
okay,
I said earlier.
Fair enough.
This is a matter of being direct. It's a question of common sense. Segura has been one of our best players. He doesn't deserve to be scapegoated like this. He leads our team in batting average. He's been our best base runner. He's stabilized our defense. He's played for us hard all year. Kutch and the rest of his teammates think he's a professional. Those are what stand out to me, not what you're saying.
Mm. What do you guys think of that?
So here I go. So because he has a good batting average, because he's one of their better players, he's above reproach. You can't – if you don't
right.
– if you cheat the game, I don't care what your status is. That's the type of stuff that breaks clubhouses and breaks teams. Donnie, just – so your defense is,
right.
oh, he's batting 330. So that's
so
probably why he's
pass.
Lagging. No,
and he gets
man.
A pass. And that's
You're
where,
missing the, right. the dynamic of what team means.
And that's where people say – he lets that clubhouse do whatever they want to do. And that's not a good thing when the clubhouse is running amok. You saw the Atlanta Braves. What's the manager in Atlanta? Snicker? Ronald Acuna Jr.
Whoa,
did not run hard. Snicker pulled his ass so damn fast. And Ronald Acuna Jr. had over 30 bombs, 30 solo base, 40-40. Average is up there. He took him out of the game and said, I don't care, son. I don't care who you are. You run hard on this baseball team. You better run hard and hustle. When you don't hustle, it sets a bad precedent for the team. Because guess what? Now Bryce Harper's thinking, oh, I don't got to run hard to first base. Ryan Hoskins, Reese Hoskins, I don't have to run. I don't have to run hard to first base. It sets a bad precedent for your baseball club. So I don't like that at all. Oh, your batting average is high, so it's okay. You get a pass this time around.
Stani, it's like a text. I mean, it sends a message to the rest of the team that, oh, if you're a better player, you can half-ass. And from what I know of you, Matt Steinmetz, that sound by him defending his player, you can't be on board with that.
Here's the rest of the that interview actually went on. And
the audio?
Sorry about that, the audio. And in case you don't know, so there's an infield pop-up that was dropped on purpose because – the infielder knew that Segura wasn't running.
Mm.
And then the ensuing rundown that McCutchen got in, he ended up suffering a season-ending injury. So Cataldi says to Kapler, you're not even acknowledging that him not running to first led to the injury to McCutchen. You honestly don't see 1-1 equaling 2. And Kapler says, I absolutely do not see 1-1 equaling 2. Cataldi says, that's amazing. And Kapler says, what I see happened, like I said, Kutch stumbled out of the box. He didn't have his feet under him. Once he got his balance, he wasn't able to run as hard as he usually does. He acknowledged that. And talking about acknowledgement, I'm acknowledging that. He can do a better job of running out of the batter's box. Also acknowledging that our center fielder at the time, our leadoff hitter, got hurt in a major way. I'm saying that's not Segura's fault. And to say that is absolutely irresponsible. Cataldi then says, oh, it is? Well, then you better tell the whole city, meaning Philadelphia, because everybody thinks that was the reason. And Kapler said, Angelo, you don't speak for the whole city. And Cataldi said, I talk to a hell of a lot more fans than you do. Kapler said, you talk to the guys that call in, the men and women that call in. And so it's going back and forth here, and Cataldi ends up saying, and the ones that email me and the ones that are on Twitter and all the other people, are you trying to tell me you're more plugged into this city than I am? You've been on the West Coast for a week, Gabe. Kapler said, I'll tell you this. What you're plugged into are the people that call into your show, not all of the fans in Philadelphia like you represent. Cataldi said, we actually polled this question, and 85% of the people said that Segura should be held accountable far more than you did. So that's over 5,000, 6,000 people. That's not enough. Is that not enough either for you, Gabe? How many do you need before you realize that you're actually not in tandem with what's going on in your city? And Kapler says, your sample, the sample that you're drawing from, is a very specific sample. And Cataldi said, last thing, would you do anything different? And Gabe said, I may have handled this show a little different. I'm very frustrated with you. Right now, I'm pretty perturbed. I think you didn't handle this show in a fair and reasonable way. And that's probably the thing I'm most disappointed in, is the way you handled this show. And Cataldi said, I'm disappointed in some of the answers. So I guess we're equal in that. So that was a good back and forth, obviously. But I think that's what I mean about Kapler. There's no, you know, you might have a point there. Not one time did he say, you know, you might have a point there. I don't know how San Francisco is going to react to him.
And just, I haven't seen any predictions yet, and rightfully so, it's early. But the Giants aren't supposed to compete next year. So what's he bringing to the table, Monte?
I don't know what he's bringing to the table. I'm eager to find out what he's bringing to the table. He had a squad that looked a lot better on paper than the Giants did the last 2 years.
Patience.
And you could say Bochy got the best out of that Giants squad last season, where Gabe Kapler didn't get the best out of the Phillies roster last season. They were supposed to contend for the NL East, wow, and they didn't even come close. Braves smoked them. Nationals smoked them. Bryce Harper went through his up and downs. They had to bring in Charlie Manuel to help the light up out. I mean, this guy doesn't seem like a fan friendly type of guy. He doesn't seem like a Giant Stein. You know what I mean? Mm. Like Bochy came in, very mild mannered. Dusty Baker embraced the fans. Yeah. Hum Baby, Roger Craig. That's what I go back to. Hum Baby, and then Dusty Baker, Felipe Alou, and Buster Posey. Bruce Bochy. Kapler doesn't seem like a Giant in any which way. Wow. I mean, he doesn't seem fan friendly. He seems like he doesn't give a damn about the fans. We'll see about that. We'll see about that, man. That's why 12 o'clock, this is one of the most anticipated presses I'm looking forward to in my lifetime in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and I think you are right on the money, Bonte, with everything you said. And I think that's all the things you said are kind of why he may have gone with Kapler. And I'm talking about Zaidi, because he didn't want a Giant,
yeah,
because I think he knows that it's not going to look like it has in the past. Let's go to James. James is in Fairfield. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. The statement that I have is, you've got a hire, and you've got the people that are in power to make these decisions, and it's known that they rely on analytics. And so that's their forte. That's how they run this thing, by analytics, which is a lot of managers are going to. But why didn't they use analytics on this hire? If they're analytical men that use analytics, why did they not use analytics on this hire?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, God.
What do you mean by that?
I think you use analytics is when you explore every possibility, and the fact that this guy had the baggage and you kind of just thought it wouldn't come out or be something that has people pissed off is – I don't want to speak for the caller, but analytics, to me, it covers your bases, Donnie, everything. And for Farhan to think this is not a big deal.
I just don't understand how you hire a manager analytically when you're just looking at numbers for analytics. Right. I think what he means is, I'm not sure what he means. I mean, obviously, he and Zaidi are on the same page. They both believe in analytics.
Right.
So that part of it I get. And I also get the part, you know, you're a first-time GM, and you want to feel comfortable with your manager. And I think what also this tells us is Zaidi and Bruce Bochy probably, I don't want to say they didn't get along, but they didn't have a lot in common.
Didn't see eye to eye.
And they both, and now you start to look back at the situation, and I really do think Zaidi was probably thinking, you know what? These guys aren't letting me make moves at the trade deadline because we won 10 of 12 or whatever it was.
Right.
I think it might be fair to say there's something to that at this point.
And what about the Giants as we saw? The Giants as we know them are dead.
It's a new regime. And we started to see that last year just with the opening day lineup, Steiny and Guru, where they brought out Connor Joe and Michael Redd, and they put them in a lineup. And you knew that wasn't a Bruce Bochy decision. It's like, who are these guys? They just joined the roster the last week of spring training, and now they're in left and right field in San Diego playing an opening day. This is definitely a Farhan move, and we were waiting on a Farhan move, and he did it it seems like, with disagreement with the organization, disagreement with the front office. And I wonder who in that front office disagreed with Farhan's move to hire Gabe Kapler. Was it Larry Bear? Was it some of the ownership group? Who was not in step, lockstep with Farhan Zaidi on this particular hire? Very intriguing, man. But
Larry
you're right.
Bear had his own
new, this is a new era of Giants baseball, and he definitely got a guy who's not really a Giant.
Wow.
No, he's a Dodger. I'm talking about Zaidi. You're talking about Kapler.
Kapler,
Kapler and Zaidi obviously worked. I didn't mean that Zaidi's a Dodger. I mean, that's where he started with Gabe Kapler, and that's where they developed their relationship.
What about the heat Farhan's getting? This is the first time Farhan has really got heat. This is, and I'm eager to hear what he has to say.
Remember that show, Stoddy was like, you don't want to criticize.
Yeah, I didn't feel like he deserved any criticism quite yet. Because
this is bad.
It seemed like he was handcuffed last year. He seemed like he was handcuffed with everything going on with Bochy and the previous regime. But now it seems like, whoa, everybody has flipped on Farhan. I can't find a Giant
like,
fan.
Who will say Gabe's a good coach, Stoddy? This in the game. Who could we call and get, or what person in baseball will say this guy's good at his job? That's the worst part. He failed in Philadelphia with a roster that's 10 times, 5 times better than what he's going to have.
Zaidi does not think he failed in Philly. Mm. He'll say that the injuries killed them.
Wow.
Injuries, he'll say, were a big part of the last 2 years. And the reality is Zaidi probably thinks Kapler's a good manager because he can tell him how to manage.
Right.
And he may listen. So we got to figure out how that all shakes out. All right. Coming up next, Adam Kaplan. He's from Philadelphia. He's very aware of Gabe Kapler. He also knows football. We're going to talk to him about all this stuff. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Giants have named Gabe Kapler as their new manager.
We are going to hunt for value at the margins. We're not going to leave any stone unturned to find our competitive advantages.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
All righty, welcome back. Let's head right out to the Dial Pad guest line. Dial Pad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. And Adam Kaplan is brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premium business bank. Adam, we know you're from Philadelphia. We know you are into all sports. The Giants just hired Gabe Kapler. You think they just made a great hire or what?
No, but here's what it comes down to. Sometimes managers or coaches in football, the second time around, they learn from their mistakes. And Kaplers were numerous. Some of you guys have probably heard about, some you probably didn't. I'll stick to the latter because I could explain it from talking to people I know work for the Phillies who just trying to get an idea since he took over as manager for his 2 years, kind of what they were dealing with. So we know that Kapler is a former player, awfully nice guy, very personable. And one of the things you admire about him is that he'll take on every question in a press conference. Like, he's not going to duck anything. But the thing is, and you don't need to point the finger publicly at players, but he rarely would hold players accountable. And this got so bad that it had been reported, then actually confirmed through management when they went on the record after Kapler's firing about just how last summer that management was disappointed with some of the situations where players need to be disciplined. It's lack of hustle or something like that, something that was glaring that everyone saw. And you might remember last year when Carlos Santana, the former Phillies first baseman who's now back with the Indians, complained about some situations that were going on in the clubhouse that needed to be addressed. So there's been an awful issue with discipline. And then the team completely collapsed for the second straight September. And so many of their star players regressed, the most of which was Rhys Hoskins, their slugger, who had an incredible first half, completely just went in the tank in the second half. Really good player. And I think when you looked at it, I think if we're being fair here and talking to people who know baseball, I think it became too big for Gabe. He was grasping at straws, trying to change the lineup and going with these crazy lineups, not just putting pitchers at eight, which some other teams do, but putting guys who don't hit for power at four, just so someone would get a hit. It just got away from him, and the owner, John Middleton, was very vocal about the issues that he had with Kapler. Everybody liked him personally, but professionally, he's got a long way to go.
Adam, this may sound crazy, but do you think NFL front offices consider the fans' reaction to a new hire or a guy they want to bring in, or does that not play any part of it?
Well, here's what happened. It's amazing, but the Phillies management said, they admitted, GM Matt Klentak admitted that in their press conference after it wasn't after Kapler was fired exactly. It was maybe a week later when they had their press conference to discuss what they were going to do. They did take into account that the fans did not back Kapler. They never really truly accepted him because, you know, Philly, as we know, is a tough town. Buddy Ryan, the former legendary head coach of the Eagles, they loved him because of defense, not because of Randall Cunningham back in the day. That's how crazy it is here. So they love Dallas Green, the late Dallas Green, who managed the
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.